I don't know what you've heard about G, but he's with the sweet spot 1-3.
Three.
He loves some red dirt and some Jordan's beef.
Beef.
He's the afternoon J-U-B.
Beef.
I don't know what you've heard about G.
G.
But he's with the sweet spot 1-3.
Three.
He loves fajitas and some UNT.
T.
He's the afternoon J-U-B.
B.
Well, I don't know what you've heard about G, but it's 2:38 here on the sweet spot on a Tuesday. That means we're talking to one George Dunham.
Yeah.
Of the Morning Musers.
You're up.
Little afternoon Jub, and I do want to say congratulations on another smash success with Jub Jam 13, George.
Oh, thank you very much.
Well done.
Yeah, it was an awesome night. I highly recommend the next time you see somebody coming to town to play the Longhorn Ballroom that you like, go see them.
So I'm glad you guys had power there, too. I know that was kind of a touch-and-go thing with all the weather and storms we had. That's
it was a little dicey. But,
hey, Encore pulled through, right?
Encore pulled through, and yeah, it was an awesome night. Thank you.
Wolanski did great, too. I listened to Saturday afternoon. His interviews are always outstanding.
He's so good at that.
Jam.
Yeah, he's so good at that. And, yeah, he did a great job with everybody. And Pat Green, Gabe Lee, and Bobby Duncan, Michael Padgett, Isaac Hoskins. You guys know most of those guys.
Oh, yeah.
And
good human beings.
Yeah, they were great. They were just great.
Does it ever feel like fantasy camp for you? Because I know the Bird Dogs, you guys have been doing your thing for a long time now. But when you're up there with Pat Green and some of the other headliners in years past, do you feel like, what are we doing up here?
Pretty much, yeah. When we play something like that. And that one feels a little different just because it's, you know, it's, I guess, our event, the ticket event. But, yeah, we've played some festivals and stuff where I'm just like, what are we doing up here? But we are imposters. At least I am. The guys in my band are good musicians, but I'm just, It's been fun, though. And, with this latest round, I think the total now, after 13 years for the senior source, is $1.3 million.
Wow. That's awesome, so, dude.
Hot dog.
So now you think late 90s Larry Allen could block a chimpanzee?
Yeah, you changed your tune this morning.
I did. I just as a tribute. But then we had the guy that was Elvis's road manager, and he says he has a couple of monkeys. And he does. He has a capuchin and some other kind of monkey, and he says, the chimp would win just because I guess he had a friend that had his face ripped off by a chimp.
Bunky.
We can say Larry out. The chimp has to play by the rules, right?
The thing. The chimp won't play by the rules.
And that's what we always
fair.
Thought. Yeah. You would have to train the chimp to fight fairly.
And then doing show prep today, we were talking about this and thinking about the Larry Allen bench press video where he's benching 700 pounds, and I was wondering how much a gorilla could bench press. I was like, there's got to be videos of that on YouTube somewhere. It's never happened.
Yeah.
I've searched the deep internet, and there's not a gorilla doing a bench press anywhere.
Well, you have to get the gorilla to, like,
if we could make this happen,
get
there's
on
some
the
smart
bench
gorillas.
Understand
yeah, you'd have to train him.
Does he have to wear sweats,
yeah.
too?
Would he trust the people spotting him, you know?
Well,
I don't know. There's a lot to go through there.
To spot him.
He's got like 3,000 pounds. He's like,
yeah.
But we're looking it up.
Got
a gorilla
got it, dude? Okay. All right. You're good.
They can, I guess, lift 10 times their own body weight.
Yes. According to TikTok, they said gorillas can. So it would be like what? What did we see? 4,000 pounds, Justin? That a gorilla can bench
4,000?
That was bench press.
Oh, just bench press.
Yeah. I would love to see
okay.
that. We need that at
that's
summer
gonna be,
chill.
That's going to be the follow-up to the bear football movie. Will be the gorilla football movie. And he goes to the combine and benches 4,000 pounds. And Mel Kiper's just going crazy. He can't believe it.
Yeah, his tape's not good.
No, there's no tape on him.
He had a bad game against Northwestern.
Yeah.
He played in the Big Ten.
A lot of penalties pre-snap. You just can't trust.
Yeah, I know. That's the problem. And it would end up being the same rule we have for the Bear that he can only play like 15 plays a game.
Yeah. Spot duty. He's just a rotation guy.
Spot duty.
All right. So it's an anniversary in sports. I don't know if you guys got into it this morning, but it's the 50th anniversary of 10 Cent Beer Night, which York
Texas Junior,
Rangers.
That was Junior's favorite Ranger team.
The 74
74 Rangers, yeah.
First team over 500, I want to say. And
yeah,
that got me thinking about like cheap beer nights, because I remember back in the day at North Texas in the early aughts, we would have like nickel beer nights at some of the places off Fry Street.
Fry Street did that because try to figure this out. Was the Rock Bottom Lounge still open when you were at North Texas?
Where would that be located? Because I don't remember.
It was in the Union. It was a bar in the Union that would serve beer.
We never went to the Union that often, but it was cool that they had beer. I remember.
Yeah,
that.
We didn't either, but we went on Nickel Beer Night.
God.
Nickel.
Is that like a
full beer, or was it just part of a solo cup?
It was a full plastic cup beer.
Okay, we would have like the tiny shot glass beer cups for like nickel or dime beer night at like Mother's or something back in the day.
I would love a 10 cent beer night back in Major League Baseball just to see how it goes.
Oh my God, that would be terrible.
It would be amazing.
You just can't. It's been proven.
50 years ago,
you can't
people
do it.
Couldn't handle themselves. You think things have gotten better?
With inflation, what would that be?
Dollar.
A dollar beer night? Gosh. Okay.
Dollar beer. Yeah.
Could do that.
Maybe we get 500 Oilers girls.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
What do you think about that video, Jeb?
Which one?
The Oilers fan.
You pour you a glass of milk?
I don't know if I've seen it.
Okay, so there's a Oilers fan.
We're not going to show you.
Who had an incredible rack, and she showed him off during a goal celebration during the Western Conference Final.
Okay, I heard people talking about that. I didn't know what they were talking about.
I think
that wasn't the gal who was dressed like the Stanley Cup, was it?
No. That was. I don't think we would have wanted
Stanley,
to see those.
I've never felt weird about the Stanley D-cups. Cup before.
I don't think the internet has found out who she is yet, which is kind of surprising.
I think
that is surprising.
I think that was intentional. I think that was somebody.
It was an industry plant.
Somebody trying to go viral.
Well, why else would she do it?
Because they were too perfect. Right, exactly. Why else would she do
that? If I had those, everyone would know.
So this is like 2 weeks in a row now we've had viral boobies, because we had the portal. A week ago. Remember that one? Where
the Dublin
some
portal.
OnlyFans model flashed, and then we had the Edmonton
girl. How come
I've
not seen
girl.
Any of this?
Man,
why
this
am
is,
I not getting these bulletins?
I guess our algorithms are different, because every time I open Twitter, it's like another video of it, and they've got a different Photoshop over the cams.
But these are pretty perfect, George, I must say.
Okay, golly. I haven't seen it.
Have you ever had a flasher at a Bird Dog show?
No.
Not a one?
No.
Not at one of these festivals where you're opening pretty early and...
No, never.
Or some dude.
Yeah, just...
He's like, hey.
Gets on George. Buddy's shoulders. Check these out. He starts helicoptering.
Maybe some underwear slingshot.
Whoa.
You get the undie slingshot.
You got to live the life of a rock star, George.
Can I get
it's
welcome Bob. Bob wanted to join the Edmonton
welcome
conversation.
Welcome to Jeb.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Bob.
Hey there, Bob.
When you asked George if he's ever dealt with this at a Bird Dogs show, it made me look deep inside and ask myself tough questions like this. And I have to tell you, one of the weirdest things about ever working at the ticket was the fact that the very first year I was here was the Stanley Cup year. And I swear to you, at least three different times when we're out in front of Reunion doing the Dallas Stars playoff postgame show, we got flashed by girls.
Really?
And I kind of thought that would set the tone for the next 25 years. And that's like the only three times it ever happened. Like, I don't know if there was a rash of it in 1999.
And that wasn't after they won it. That was just on the run to the cup.
Yeah, like, Western Finals, big win over the Avalanche. I need to show Bob and, like, Falwell, I guess, those things.
You know,
we got a huge one when we were doing Mavs post-game show, but it was not
It was like if John Goodman.
It was a woman did it?
No, it was a dude.
It was a dude.
Remember that when we were down in the hovel?
Oh, some dude lifted his shirt up.
He ass-greased us with his butt on the window.
We didn't see any at the Ranger Parade, which was kind of surprising. Well, the last time I saw it happen was in Lawrence, Kansas, after the Jayhawks won the national championship in 08.
Really?
Everywhere.
Yeah, and
everywhere.
I don't know.
It was awesome.
Societally, we've moved past that as Americans.
I don't think we have, but we now have smartphones and everything can be documented.
You know what?
Yeah,
you're
that's
right.
Probably it.
99 was pre-smartphone.
It was.
That's a great point. Maybe if the bird dogs were thinking about technology, there was a window there, George.
Or you just
we would have started earlier.
Like you go see a show and they say, hey, listen, you have to put your phone up. We'll put them in these cases. We'll lock them up. You can get them out for the show. Maybe if you guys
then it all
doing
starts
that,
all over again.
Yeah, we could get some late 90s boob action for the bird dogs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's get that going. Let's get that up and flying, as Rocco used to say.
Like, does that still happen at rock shows and stuff? Are there flashers?
Yeah.
I haven't seen that in a long time. Of course, I haven't been to... Yeah, when's the last rock... Well, you too. Sean, we were there. I didn't see it happen, Bob.
Just fear,
I
didn't know. We didn't really see that.
None of the 58-year-olds decided.
Yeah. I mean, everyone there is over 50, so...
Gravity wasn't on their side that night.
It happens, man.
Well, let's get you out to a rock show pretty soon, George.
Okay, who would I want to see in the rocket? Well, I was going to go see Neil Young.
Yeah, when
it could happen there.
When has that been rescheduled?
I don't know.
They've rescheduled twice already.
Put off till September, then it was brought back to Memorial Day, and now it's
TBD.
TBD.
Well, so, George.
Sports.
We'll talk some boobs and some monkeys again next week. How about that? So that's what we do. Now we talked beer, monkeys, and boobs today.
Yeah.
What all could you
ask for?
That's
pretty solid.
Let's do it again next week.
That's a productive afternoon job.
And Legos.
That's like hitting for the cycle right there.
Hey, wait. Have you seen the video of the guys playing soccer barefoot on Legos kicking a bowling ball?
Hold on, say that again.
I'm sorry.
All right, we're slowing this down.
I think it's tagged the things only guys would try, and they're barefoot. The goals are like 10 feet apart, and the ball is a bowling ball, and they're running on could there be anything worse than like Legos on concrete?
No.
And that's what they're doing. It's like how much pain do you want to take on to run to the bowling ball, and then how hard are you willing to kick it?
Summer chill?
I'm watching it now. This doesn't look fun.
Doesn't it look terrible? Yeah. Like the worst game you could ever play?
That's like out on a blacktop. Yeah. What are they doing?
And they have a ref.
There's a ref. The ref's tiptoeing around. That is amazing. All right, let's do that at the Granada at Summer Chill.
Okay. All right, Summer Chill. All right, bro.
All right, George, we'll talk soon. There he goes.
Bye, buddy.
That is George Dunham of the Morning Musers.